The Blind Assassin. Written by Margaret Atwood and read by Lorelei King.
Ten days after the war ended, my sister Laura drove a car off a bridge. The bridge was being repaired. She went right through the danger sign. The car fell 100 feet into the ravine, smashing through the treetops feathery with new leaves, then burst into flames and rolled down into the shallow creek at the bottom. Chunks of the bridge fell on top of it. Nothing much was left of her but charred smithereens. I was informed of the accident by a policeman. The car was mine, and they traced the license. His tone was respectful. No doubt he recognized Richard's name. He said the tires may have caught on a streetcar track, or the brakes may have failed, but he also felt bound to inform me that two witnesses, a retired lawyer and a bank teller, dependable people, had claimed to have seen the whole thing. They'd said Laura had turned the car sharply and deliberately, and had plunged off the bridge with no more fuss than stepping off a curb. They'd noticed her hands on the wheel because of the white gloves she'd been wearing. It wasn't the brakes, I thought. She had her reasons. Not that they were ever the same as anybody else's reasons. She was completely ruthless in that way. "I suppose you want someone to identify her," I said. "I'll come down as soon as I can." I could hear the calmness of my own voice as if from a distance. In reality, I could barely get the words out. My mouth was numb. My entire face was rigid with pain. I felt as if I'd been to the dentist. I was furious with Laura for what she'd done, but also with the policeman for implying that she'd done it. A hot wind was blowing around my head, the strands of my hair lifting and swirling in it like ink spilled in water.
"I'm afraid there will be an inquest, Mrs. Griffin," he said.
"Naturally," I said. "But it was an accident. My sister was never a good driver." I could picture the smooth oval of Laura's face, her neatly pinned chignon, the dress she would have been wearing, a shirtwaist with a small rounded collar in a sober color, navy blue or steel gray or hospital corridor green, penitential colors, less like something she'd chosen to put on than like something she'd been locked up in. Her solemn half-smile, the amazed lift of her eyebrows, as if she were admiring the view. The white gloves, a Pontius Pilate gesture. She was washing her hands of me, of all of us.